Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, when they approached me and said, Tucker's taking a week off and we need you to fill in for this week. And I said, well, yeah, I'll do it. But there's one on one condition, that I get to do the agriculture and forestry report with Mike Strain. And they said, okay, it's a deal. It's written into the contract. So here he is, Mike Strain, our agriculture commissioner. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I passed by your place the other day. And I got to tell you, your pasture is looking really good. But for a while there, the grass was getting kind of high. Was that some kind of a strategy because of the drought, or was it a more of like a tractor problem or something?
Well, it was actually twofold. One, you know, I raise bees. And so what I do, I let most of my grass go to seed and go to head and let the flowers grow. And then I go in and mow it. And the second part of it was, you know, it was, you know, I cut it twice a year. And I hadn't gotten it done. And so, you know, it's one of those things, those conditions there have to be just right for a lot of that pasture so that I don't rut it up. So two things. So I do let it grow long and let it go to seed, and then I mow it. So there's a little strategy there. But also, you know, it's you got to be home to cut the grass, right?
And right.
So, yeah, that's the other part of that. So, yeah, so we mow it twice a year. Bush hogging, and it takes a couple of days to get it all done.
Yeah, I got to keep those bees happy. Hey, you get around. I understand you just came back from the UK.
Yes, we did. I went over there on a trade mission with Drax. Drax, as you know, imports wood products from Louisiana and brings it to the United Kingdom. And we went to meet with Drax officials, also with the United Kingdom, their ministers, their Department of Energy, and Net Zero. They have a department with there. We met with our U.S. ambassador and their entire team. I went and I had a number of legislators with me. We bring the chairman of the committees with us, the ag committees, and other legislators, and as well as industry officials. And the trade mission, you know, began to go and visit with Drax, visit with the British officials and interested parties, because one of the things that we are really working hard so that they understand in throughout the United Kingdom is that our forests are farms, and there's a big difference, you know, and because you have the Euro and the Europeans with the deforestation issues, where there's a pushback now against using natural products, renewable natural products, to generate electricity or other uses. And we explained it to them. They said, look, it says, you know, y'all drink tea here. Well, of course. They said, use sugar. Well, of course. Well, that's a five-year crop. Our timber is from pine plantations, and we cut it 12 to 15 years, depending if you're in North or South Louisiana. The first cutting, you finish cutting at 20 and 25 and replant. So the only difference between sugar and timber is that the cycle of the crop is about 3 years longer. That's it, and it's infinitely renewable. And when you go over there, we went to the Drax Power Station. We took the bullet train, which you need to ride one if you haven't done that. Runs about 200 miles an hour to York. And York, where the Drax Power Station is, and it is the largest generation station probably, you know, in the world that utilizes biomass. It uses wood chips. And they were, you know, they have six turbines. They run four and have two on standby. It produces 7 to 8% of the entire United Kingdom, not England, the entire United Kingdom's electricity. They have a single grid. And 80% of the wood products come from Southeast Louisiana, and about 80% of that comes from Louisiana. So we export 2.5 to 3 million metric tons of timber to that one facility. So it leaves by ship out of the Port of Baton Rouge. It comes down by barge from the other facilities as well to the Port of Baton Rouge. There are three ports in England where it unloads, and there are trains, about seven trains a day that Drax owns. And a train carload, those big train cars last 7 minutes. So we were there to firm that relationship up and that ongoing discussion. You saw yesterday where the European Parliament voted to delay their deforestation rules for another year. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And because, one, now the cost of living in Europe and the cost of living in England has gotten so high, their electricity across the board for industrial use is four times what ours is. I'm going to repeat that, four times. They rely on solar and wind, and then they supplement that with coal, natural gas, and, of course, with wood. But their main sources they're trying to use are solar and wind. And you know what? If you get a gloomy day, and if you've ever been to the United Kingdom, you know, when they dance in the streets when the sun comes out because it's always gloomy. And you have days without wind, and so that makes it difficult. And we will be returning. I will be returning. There's a discussion, and I've offered to do a lecture series throughout the United Kingdom and explain our timber because they think cutting a tree is like cutting a 100 or 200 year old tree out of the Sherwood Forest and using that for electricity. So we're trying. They don't have farming as we do. They don't have large scale. You don't see corn and beans and cotton and large farms, and you definitely don't see timber there. So that was
they can learn an awful lot from you, Mike, on with regard to renewable resources. Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. We come back. I want you to talk about the good news for the farmers. Got some federal government aid coming to farmers. We're talking with Louisiana's Agriculture and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain. Right now it's time for traffic. Let's look through this fog and see if we can find Joe Cardosi. Yeah, there he is. Joe Cardosi got the traffic report for you. And back with the Commission of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain. Mike, when we left, you were talking about the good relationship we have with the UK as far as liking Louisiana timber. They also like our rice?
Absolutely. They actually asked us to come over there and do a presentation on rice. So we went to the Rice and Flour Millers Association, which is the guild that it oversees all of that. And it's in a very old historic building that Winston Churchill used to live in. Everything's rather formal there. And then we went on to one of their large importers and distributors. They love Louisiana rice. And we're working, and I was working yesterday. They want us to send them milled packaged rice. They will put their label on it, but a product of the USDA. And so they're very proud. Our rice is consistent, our rice is uniform, our hot rice is safe, and our rice is just simply the best. We have the best rice in the world here in Louisiana with our soil and with our farmers, and it's uniformity, consistency, and price. And so they're going to import about 500 to 590,000 metric tons, and we can supply that or a big portion of that. And the reason we're doing these trade missions all over the world and all the ag commissioners are doing that, and specifically is to increase our export markets, increase our opportunities to sell these products and not rely just on China, on any right. single country. And so right now, Todd and I are working, my executive assistant, confidential assistant. We've been asked to go to the Ivory Coast. We're looking at that and again, to sell rice and food products. Because that's the only way we're going to get these commodity prices up. The commodity prices have been below break even for 3 years, pretty much across the board, with the exception of sugar. And we've got to fix that because I met with our bankers yesterday at the Louisiana Bankers Association, all the ag lenders. I was with them. I gave them about an hour talk and we visited for quite a while. It's the bankers, have been making these loans and we're very concerned about where we're going next year and the next couple of years. So the influence that I can have in addition to helping to fund research and that is to open more markets and sell our products.
Mike, I just got a few seconds left. Good news for farmers coming down about farmer aid. Briefly tell us about that.
Yes, the farmer aid, and that is an aid package to help offset what's going on with the low commodity prices. It's about a third, 25 to 30% of what they actually lost, but the bankers are excited We need this payment to help pay all down the loans from this year so we can get a loan from next year. We expect to know the exact numbers on about the 20th of December and the funds to flow by the first week of February.
That is some excellent news. Mike, thanks for all the information you give us. Have some happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. And I know
Merry
you got a gumbo
Christmas.
Plan. You got your holiday
Merry
gumbo Christmas. Coming up.
Oh, I am. We're going to have a beautiful Christmas gumbo. We had a wonderful one for against Thanksgiving crabs. We're going to have some shrimp in there. You can use crawfish if you like. You got to have some oysters, Louisiana rice. It's absolutely great.
I'm with you, Mike Strain. Thank you, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.